quickly go ahead and be seated for the scripture reading. And I didn't mention this before, but all of the songs that we're singing today were selected for us by our confirmation class. They've also written the creed that we will proclaim today in our service.
Our scripture reading today is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked,
"Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power."
All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, but others sneered and said,
"They are filled with new wine."
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Holy wisdom, holy word."
I invite you to stand as you are able as we confess our faith. We believe God is the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. God is forgiving and kind. God loves everyone, no matter what. We believe Jesus is the Holy Son of God. He is our shepherd who leads us, guides us, and helps us through the hard times. Jesus taught us to be kind, forgave people, healed the sick, cured the blind, and died for us. He promises to be with us always. We believe the Holy Spirit inspires beauty within us and within nature. The church is God's holy family. It is a sanctuary, a safe place to share our faith and lives. We are called to be a sanctuary for others. We are God's people who live out our faith as we love each other. So, our dear friends, we rejoice that you, Hunter and Aaron, and Mackenzie and Leisha, did I forget somebody? There we go, Aaron, you're hiding behind John. It's like that wasn't enough. There we go. That you have been instructed in the Christian faith and that you desire to make a public affirmation of your baptism. You are confirming your relationship with God and your life within the Christian community. In this community of faith, you have grown in your relationships with God and with each other. As you continue to grow in your faith, will you trust God to guide you and love you? Will you continue to live in faith, to seek peace, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God? If so, students, please answer, I will, and I ask God to help me. Our confirmands have affirmed their faith and have promised before us and before God to continue in their journey of faith. Now I ask you, the people of God, will you affirm your own baptism and seek to nurture your faith so that you will grow in love and service to others? As our students confirm their faith today, will you, the congregation, continue to support, encourage, and nurture these young people? Will you continue to welcome them, accept them, respect them, listen to them, guide them, and trust them? Let us pray. Gracious God, through water and the Spirit, you have made these young people your own. You forgave them all their sins and brought them to newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and compassion, the spirit of knowledge and the love of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Day goes by, thanks to the children kind, put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. Just wait, you just wait and see. Look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, this will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Put a little love in your heart. Put a little love in your heart. Put a little love in your heart. Put a little love in your heart.
Serve the Lord.